So we have on the phone the Easy Star All-Stars. Are you guys there?
Yes, we are.
Indeed.
Greetings. First of all, let's tell people that you guys are playing tonight at the State Room, the Easy Star All-Stars. And so are you going to be playing Dub Side of the Moon for us?
Yes, we are.
That's terrific. So let's hear. Can you guys introduce yourselves for our listeners here on Smile Jamaica?
Sure. How you doing? I'm the drummy. My name is Ivan. Ivan09 is my stage name. And I'm a trombone player of Buford O'Sullivan.
Great. So tell us a little bit about what people can expect to hear tonight if they come out. I've been a big fan of the Easy Star label. You guys in the Roar label, also out of New York, are about the last roots label still trodden the reggae pathway. So I'm glad to see that you guys are still keeping roots alive for all of us, because this is a root show. So I tend to play contemporary roots as well as classic Jamaican roots and some other dub-wise. So you guys really fit the bill with Dub Side of the Moon. It's classic reggae. It's Pink Floyd, and I love that album, of course, Dark Side of the Moon. Just great drum and bass. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to do tonight for us.
All right, well, we're going to play the Dub Side of the Moon in its entirety, from start to finish. And then we're going to play some cuts from our other albums, both our original albums and our other tribute albums, like Radio Dread, and, you know, you got Sgt. Pepper's and Thriller. So, and then we got some original cuts we're going to hit you with. But the main goal is we're just going to make you groove all night to some real reggae music. And you're going to be checking the Dub Side of the Moon journey while that's going down.
You guys have blazed the trail because, you know, of course, Government Mule did the same thing. You guys got in there first, and what a brilliant idea. And then all your other ideas too, like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Dub Band. So all of that is really great to reinvigorate classic rock albums done up in a reggae style. Is that what you've been enjoying? A lot of people, of course, are going to know these songs, hear them in a drum and bass style.
Yeah, you put it really well. That's pretty much the idea is make people groove in a different way to these songs, you know, and then, you know, it's a great live band, so the energy we bring, everybody brings their own little personality in it, you know, playing the cuts the way they were created with Easy Star, but got some really talented individuals here to put their own little thing inside it. That's part of the fun, too. We're like a little family. We've been doing it together for a long time now. You know, we travel around the world together, so we have a bond. It's a really great, really interesting group of folks from many places and many different backgrounds that come together on this reggae tip because reggae music is timeless. That's
absolutely
the whole thing. That's why I appreciate your comment about, you know, Easy Star keeping the roots alive out of New York.
Right. Because what happens if you're a young person who loves reggae music and then all of a sudden there's nowhere for you to go? So Easy Star has really been the sort of conduit for a lot of people to still put out great reggae music because, as you say, it's timeless. And so each generation puts together their own band and does originals or does, you know, really clever, unique covers like what you guys have done. I get a lot of mileage out of all of those, especially Dub Side of the Moon and the Lonely Hearts Dub Band, and at Halloween time, of course, I'm always going to play Thriller. That's really great that you guys have been doing that. So I won't keep you very long because I know you guys are in sound check. So the first tune I played to let people know, give a taste of what they can expect tonight, was Brain Damage. But the tune that I'm going to play is Breathe in the Air. So tell us a little bit about what that's going to sound like when people come out. I can imagine it's going to be a psychedelia meets, you know, Lee Scratch Perry or King Tubby in a rub-a-dub style. Is that what we're looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing these songs for so long that we have developed our own kind of organic take on it. Everybody sings, different people come in and sing different parts. And it's just all flowing with a pretty good energy that we've been working on for years. So, yeah, psychedelic, yes, roots, yes, it's all those things.
Very nice. I'm going to turn you guys loose, and then we're going to hear Breathe in the Air. So thanks for calling in and taking the time to introduce your sound to our listeners here on Smile Jamaica. Thanks so much.
Right on. We look forward to seeing you guys tonight. Thanks for the love.